Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Muskegon History and Beyond with the Lakeshore Museum Center. My name is Pat Horn. Today we are going to be examining an important individual who helped shape the legal and education system in Muskegon. His long service in both professions won him many accolades, including a school being named after him. Today we look at the namesake of Bunker School, Robert Bunker. Robert Bunker was not a native to Muskegon. He was born in 1848 in Jackson, Michigan. When he finished high school, Bunker would go to the University of Michigan, receiving his bachelor's and master's degrees. Then, in 1875, he came to Muskegon to serve as its school superintendent and practice law until 1878, when he returned to U of M to get a doctorate in law in 1880. After graduating, he returned to Muskegon and opened his own firm with William Carpenter, and later had partners including David and J.C. McLaughlin and H.L. Delano. In 1883, Bunker agreed to serve on the Muskegon School Board and was elected to the role of secretary. As part of the board, he became close to Charles Hackley and would serve as his compatriot in many of Hackley's gifts to the schools and Muskegon. Bunker would receive credit for the idea to name the newly proposed library, Hackley Library, after its benefactor, which started the precedent of Hackley's name being attached to his donations. When the library was dedicated on October 16, 1890, Robert Bunker was on the library committee, but also served as the master of ceremonies for this dedication. He's also given credit for the idea of proclaiming a Hackley Day to have all the students honor Charles Hackley. Another part he played in securing Hackley's legacy was to help with the erection of a statue to honor Charles Hackley at Muskegon High School. Robert Bunker would end up serving for 20 years on the Muskegon Public School Board. One of the neat honors that would eventually come to Robert Bunker because of his service would be the naming of a school after him in 1920, with the school in the Lakeside area being called Bunker School. The idea to name a school after him, though, was called for much earlier. In a letter to the editor in the Chronicle in 1889, one citizen wrote, quote, "There seems to be quite a diversity in regard to the designation of this school in the locality generally known as Nuevo Hill," which for our modern listeners, it would be the area around Jackson Hill. "This locality has been designated in this manner so long that the people of the city, as well as the school board, have become accustomed to calling the school in that locality the Nuevo Hill School, so that the late attempt to apply any other designation to the school is nearly or quite a failure, it generally being known as Nuevo Hill School or Trouble School. If people bear in mind that this school was designated Froebel School as a compliment to the gentleman who made great success at $30 a month teaching children who were not old enough to speak English, they will find no difficulty in remembering the name of the school. I will only say in this connection that I understand that the pupils of our schools have been taught that there is an elevation in the vicinity of Boston, Massachusetts, which received the designation by which it is known for, that the reason that a member of our school board once did valiant service for his country in that locality, and in accordance with the Boston idea, I would prefer that Nuevo Hill be hereafter known as Bunker Hill, and the school as Bunker School instead of Froebel." While this idea wasn't accepted in 1889, Bunker would eventually get his due. The school is also even today furnished with a large portrait of Robert Bunker on display. While he was very involved in the schools, Bunker's main pursuit was law, and he was very successful, being chosen to be city attorney under two different Muskegon mayors. His firm also influenced many lawyers and judges, including previous podcast topic, Ruth Thompson. Bunker also served as the president of the Muskegon Bar Association. He was also nominated as a Michigan Supreme Court Justice and regent for the University of Michigan, but he would lose both of these elections. In 1901, Robert Bunker left his firm in Muskegon to return to the University of Michigan to serve as a law professor. He would teach college students for 17 years before returning to Muskegon in 1918 to continue his practice of law here until 1926 when he officially retired. After moving back to Muskegon, Bunker and his family rented Charles Hackley's old house from his daughter, Erie Hackley Smith, once again showing you the connection between Bunker and Hackley. The Bunker family stayed there from 1921 until Robert Bunker's death in 1931 at the age of 82 from heart disease. Thank you for listening to Muskegon History and Beyond, and we hope to have you back for our next episode.